Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a positive day today, especially in the soybeans, as they broke through that $10 level in March beans and went all the way up to $10.09, but closed up 18 cents even at $10.08.5. Now, the 50-day moving average for the March beans is at $10.12, so that will be the next resistance level. But before that, you've got to go all the way back to where we were at the 1st of January, which was as high as $10.60 or so for the March beans. So now we consolidated around from 10 to 10.80 or so for the month of November and December and then into January. So we could return to those levels, 30 to 40 cents above where we are right now. Now, wheat futures were higher this morning on the account of the ceasefire not going as planned in the Ukraine, between the Ukraine and the rebels, the Russian-backed rebels, which caused wheat to go higher. But then throughout the day, wheat futures did get weaker. We closed unchanged in Kansas City wheat with July at 569.5, up a half, and then Chicago wheat up 2 to 3 cents. And then last but not least, corn up 2.5 to 3 cents across the board, with December 15 at 420.75, up 3.25.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
With the markets being closed yesterday, the best indicator we had to go off was French wheat. French wheat was higher yesterday, which kicked off our futures up to the upside. Now, this week, we've got a few things going on. We had the export inspections today. We were a little bit bullish for beans at 49 million bushels, looking for 43 to 47. Corn was bearish at 28.5 million bushels, looking for 32 to 36. And wheat was right in the middle of the range at 14.7, looking for 14 to 19. And then after exports, we had the NOPA, National Oilseed Producers, report, crush report for January. It was right as expected at 162.7 million bushels, just as guessed. And then this week at the end, we have the USDA Outlook Conference, which will give us some of our new crop starting points on what the average guesses are for the acreage numbers. And that will be out on the 20th, which is this Friday. Guesses for corn acres are 88 to 90. We were at 90.6 last year. Bean acres, 84 to 88. Last year, we were 83.7. So a little bit lower for corn and a little bit higher for beans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping the markets, April live cattle 250 lower at 150.72, June down 237 at 143.65. March feeder cattle 240 lower at 201.45, April down 252 at $2.72. April lean hogs down 202 at $64 even, and May down 197 at $74.15. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down half a penny at 562 and a quarter, May down one at 562 and three quarters. March Chicago wheat up one and three quarters at 534 and three quarters, May up two and a half at 531 and three quarters. March corn up two and a quarter at 389 and a half, May up two and a half at 397 and three quarters. March soybeans up 17 and a quarter at 1007 and three quarters, May up 17 at 1011 and three quarters. March cotton 110 higher at 63.80, May up 121 at 64.53. That's your closing markets on the Radio Oklahoma Network. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.